We're kind of at a crucial moment in terms of the fight against HIV. There's been a lot of new research that has shown that treatment for HIV can not only vastly improve the lives and decrease morbidity and mortality for those with HIV, but it can actually also have population effects in that it prevents transmission of HIV from one person to another, both vertically from mother to child as well as sexually. There's additional large projects that are going on and looking at medical male circumcision and other improved behavioral methods of prevention. And finally, the new WHO HIV treatment guidelines came out in November of 2009. Those guidelines really suggest to start patients earlier in order to avert morbidity and mortality, start patients earlier in their disease at higher CD4 counts, as well as a change to less toxic but equally as effective regimens. However, doing this means that more people will be on treatment, and the newer treatments, while they're much better tolerated, they are somewhat more expensive.
Now, Doctors Without Borders and other organizations are saying at least $20 billion is needed to replenish the fund and also expand the grant programs. How confident are you that the donor nations will get anywhere near that?
We are hopeful, and we continue to be hopeful, that the donor nations will realize the importance of this current round of grants and the future rounds of grants that the Global Fund will be giving in order to reach goals like universal access and use treatment as prevention. At this point, I am very concerned that donations from wealthy countries to the Global Fund will not even reach a level of $13 billion that the Global Fund says it needs to basically just keep its doors open and continue existing grants without significantly scaling up or being able to fund new, more ambitious grants. So I'm actually very concerned that with the current commitments that are being made by the countries who've already announced what they'll be giving, we won't even reach the $13 billion mark.
Now, as you know, yesterday was a global day of action regarding the Global Fund, and there were demonstrations, for example, in South Africa at the German embassy and the Italian embassy. What are your main concerns about those two donor countries, Germany and Italy?
Just to break down kind of the donor levels that have been announced and that we expect so far. So countries such as France and Japan have actually announced their donations. Their donations are modest increase from previous years. Countries such as Germany and Italy, they haven't officially announced, but we suspect are going to be drastically decreasing their donations from previous years. And in fact, there has been a preliminary announcement that Germany may give just $200 million in FY11, in fiscal year 11, but then not actually contribute anything in fiscal years 12 and 13. Germany has been the third largest donor to the Global Fund, and this could be very disastrous. Similarly, Italy has not yet paid its promise from last year, and we don't expect them to put in a significant or any contribution for this current replenishment.
And what about the United States' contribution?
Other countries such as the United States, which has been the largest supporter of the Global Fund, are crucial in this round of replenishment funding for the Global Fund. The U.S. really needs to set the tone and lead the way with a bold contribution.